You're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson.
Some into the real world. But there is no real world. We live side by side and sometimes collide. When I was 17,
welcome to Distraction Therapy. This is Back to School. September brings a change of pace. The light shifts, the air sharpens. Roots which had loosened during the summer begin to gather into patterns again. But return does not have to mean repetition. A timetable can be a restriction, but it can also be a map towards what we do not yet know. The atmosphere of this hour is alert, restless, and expectant. It carries the unease of a threshold between one rhythm and the next. Back to school then, not as a retreat into the past, but as the beginning of another expedition. A blank page, a different route, a chance to meet the world with renewed attention.
Queer one from the start. For careers you say you wanna be remembered. and before your heart. Your obsession gets you known throughout the school for being strange, making life-size models of the Velvet Underground in play. In the queue for lunch, they take the piss, you've got no appetite. And the rumor is you never go with boys and you are tight. So they jab you with a fork, you drop the tray and go berserk. While you're cleaning up the mess, the teacher's looking up your skirt. Hey, you've been used. Are you calm? Settle down. Write a song, I'll sing along. Soon you will know that you are sane. You're on top of the world again. To school, tell your mum what to expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work in CNA? Cause that's what they expect. Move to lingerie and take a feel of Jill the Stoneman. Tell Veronica the secret of the boy you never kissed. She's got everything to gain, cause she's a fat girl with a lisp. Sticks up for you when you get aggravation from the snuff. Cause you can't afford to blaze a girl, you're always wearing gloves. At the end of all, you lock yourself away inside a room. And a pimple gets you, ask you what the hell do you think you're doing. If you think you're better than the other kids, well, get outside, you've got permission. You got to make the master think he's right. Hey, if you knew. Write a song, I'll sing along. Are you calm? Settle down. Soon you will know that you are sane. You're on top of the world again. Are you cool and you know? You're a star, you go far. This is a big friend, not just before you play guitar. You're on top of the world again.
The early part of any journey is shaped by two feelings at once. There is the pull of the route already marked out, and the excitement of discovering where it might lead if we wander slightly beyond it. School gives those forces a visible form. The bell divides time. The corridor directs movement. The exercise book presents a margin and asks us to stay within it. Yet attention rarely obeys such clean boundaries. It drifts towards the window. It catches on a phrase. It finds a private question inside a public lesson. This is the structure of feeling that moves through the program. Order meeting curiosity. Discipline meeting invention. Familiarity opening unexpectedly into possibility. Renewal does not arrive as a complete transformation. It begins through small adjustments. We listen differently. We take another street. We allow an unfinished thought to remain open for a little longer. So the question is not simply what education asks us to remember, it's what kind of attention it helps us to practice. Can we learn without turning knowledge into a possession? Can we enter a pattern without allowing the pattern to close around us? Can repetition become rehearsal for discovery rather than proof that nothing changes? An adventure need not begin with dramatic departure. Sometimes it begins when the familiar world develops another entrance. The gate opens, the street continues, the day is organised, but not yet decided.
checks the shopping list. Pedal bin, washing up rack, Santex. She goes to the baker's to buy a loaf. She keeps forgetting it's changed into the Tropicana tanning salon. And in the charity shop, Mrs. Brown sits at the counter, pricing down some old stock. The moons are blue, two copies of Every Loser Wins, Noel's Blobby Land Deluxe Edition. There's not much left on the doorstep recently. Something to do with eBay, Johnny reckons. He's bidding on it now for a Sabutio catalogue 81-82. He'll win it, put it in a drawer, and forget he ever bought it. Gathering dust with the birthday. birthday cards they couldn't face throwing away. Teenage winter coming down. Teenage winter coming down.
Once the day is underway, its pattern grows more complicated. Rules remain present, but so do improvisation, performance, and refusal. We learn in official places and in all the unofficial spaces around them, on streets, in bedrooms, through friendships, arguments, clothes, gestures, and sudden changes of allegiance. The self develops by trying things on. This provisional quality is not a weakness, it's how development moves. We form a pattern, inhabit it, discover its limits, and then carry something from it to the next shape. The mood is energetic but unsettled. There is confidence on the surface and uncertainty underneath. The wish to stand apart is accompanied by the wish to belong. Adventure emerges from the tension. It's not simply escape from authority or the search for novelty. It's the willingness to meet experience before we know what part of it will play in our story. Every new direction asks us to loosen an earlier certainty. The uniform offers security because it makes the next action visible. The unmarked route asks for judgment. It requires a different kind of confidence. Not certainty that we are right, but trust that we can respond when the landscape changes. That may be one of the deeper purposes of learning. Not the accumulation of correct answers, but the cultivation of a mind able to remain present when no answer has yet settled. Renewal follows a similar pattern. It doesn't erase what came before, it rearranges it. A phase returns in a different setting. A habit reveals another use. A route once taken from necessity becomes a path chosen freely. The psyche works through recurrence, but recurrence is never exact. Each return takes place from a different position. We meet the same question with altered experience. We recognize the shape, but the possible response has widened. This is why the idea of going back can contain forward movement. The threshold is familiar, but the person crossing it is not identical to the one who crossed before. The program now moves into a more spacious register. Energy becomes attention. The outward performance quietens, and another kind of exploration begins. Less concerned with being seen, more interested in what becomes perceptible when the pace changes.
La, la lune est libre, je crois, qui rayonne au-dessus. Rayonne au-dessus des toits. La lune est libre. Bien plus libre qu'on ne le croit. Elle fluctue de ça et là. Les parties qu'on ne voit pas. C'est pas grave, ça reviendra. Et quand elle est plongée dans la froide obscurité,
The latter part of the hour has the mood of travelling after the route has become less set. The landmarks are still visible, but they no longer dictate a single direction. A tension begins to work through texture, colour, rhyme and association. This is not a longing to recover an earlier time. It's an encounter with patterns that continue to develop inside the present. A lesson once repeated mechanically may reveal its meaning years later. A forgotten question may become useful when circumstances finally allow us to hear it. Renewal often arrives in this indirect way, not as a command to begin again, but as a subtle reorganization of what is already there. The familiar becomes permeable. The routine contains an opening. We discover that attention itself can be adventurous. It can move beyond the obvious without rejecting the ordinary. It can remain with uncertainty long enough for another pattern to appear. Perhaps this is the quiet counterpoint of the organised school day. One form of learning follows the prescribed route. Another notices what the route passes by. Both require discipline, but only one can be fully measurable in advance. The final passage follows that second form. It moves outwards and inwards at once, towards distance, movement, and the open sky. Nothing has been resolved, but the field of possibility has become larger, and the next step feels available.
Schoolboy coming home through fields of cane to a house of tin and timber in the sky. A rain of falling cinders from time to time, the waste, memory waste. I recall a boy in bigger pants. Like everyone, he's learning how to dance. His father's watch, he left it in the shower. From time to time, the waste, memory waste, and the waste, memory waste. When shadows fall, you lose your time and place. When shadows call, you lose your time and place. When shadows fall, you lose your time and place. When shadows fall, you lose your time and place. Will I recall a bigger, brighter world? A world of books and silent times in thought. And then the railroad takes him home. Through fields of cattle, through fields of cane. From time to time, the waste, memory waste, and the waste, memory waves.
I was alone, and I was so far from my home.
Further, longer, higher, older.
Back to School is a return, but it's also a departure. The pattern begins again under changed circumstances. The same gates open onto another year, another route, and another set of possibilities. This hour has moved between order and curiosity, performance and attention, repetition and discovery. The question remains open. Can we enter familiar structures without becoming confined by them? Perhaps renewal depends on doing exactly that. We recognise the pattern, accept its discipline, and remain alert to the unexplored path running through it. The page is not empty because nothing has happened. It's open because something else can happen next. You've been listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Thanks for listening.
Paperback writer.
14, they'll be learning.
And at 14, they'll be burning. But there's something in the air of which we all will be aware. But they don't care. No, 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 sir.
Come join the revolution. Get yourself a constitution. Come join the revolution now. And recognize your age. It's a teenage rampage. Turn another page on the teenage rampage now.
Capsule.